Catford 6699. Hello?
Hello, Mum.
Oh, what do you want, Dad?
Mum, I heard someone mention the paranormals the other day. And I wondered, I mean, is it like doing paragliding or parachuting and just being like everyone else at it?
Oh.
Sort of average, like you wouldn't win any medals.
No, it's hauntings, isn't it? Ghosts. People getting messages from the other side. Things that are beyond the realms of human understanding. Like doors slamming without anybody being there.
What, like when it's windy?
Oh.
I mean, is that what the other side means? That they're sort of on the other side of the door?
No, it could be a presence in the house, couldn't it? Someone might have been murdered or was trapped and their spirit's hanging about, haunting it. Well, then you have to get one of them exorcisms.
Exorcisms? What'd you do with that then?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, with your one track brain cell. Exorcism. Where they get the priest in, sprinkling the holy water and driving out the demons. Don't you remember the film, The Exorcist, where her head turned round about 8 times?
Well, I thought she was just trying to look out the window and see if a bus was coming.
Oh, then you've got your poltergeists.
What, is that like sort of chicken ghosts?
Oh, no, it's naughty spirits, innit? I mean, they can be really nasty, they can. They throw things and start shifting stuff about.
Are they dead removal people?
Well, they've usually had a disturbed death, ain't they? Violent. And they get trapped and they can't get up to heaven. They don't like people being in their house, so they get frustrated and start chucking things about, like vases and that. So you leave. Or when you're asleep, they might drop the alarm clock on your head, wake you up.
Well, then you wouldn't need to set it, would you?
Oh.
But, I mean, they ain't thought it through, have they? I mean, if you move out, who's going to pay the bills?
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, how are the ghosts going to turn on the telly if the electric's being cut off because you've moved out and the bills aren't paid?
Stupid. There won't be any bills, will there? Because they're dead. Anyway, they've got their own tellies up in the spirit world, didn't they? Well, unless they're Victorian or older, in which case they'll have a silent movie or a loot or something.
So can they see stuff you're doing if they're in your house?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they're looking out for you or just being nosy, then yeah, they can.
So if I'm in the bath, they're in there as well?
Well, they might be. But they wouldn't hang about for long looking at your naked bulk breaking the surface, would they?
Well, I don't like the idea of that. I'm going to start using the bubble bath, I think.
Well, they've got better things to do than look at your shrimp and two peas, ain't they, Dad? They send signs, don't they, to warn you of catastrophe and that. They make sure you see or hear something that acts as a warning.
But how do they know?
Well, they're all seeing and all hearing, ain't they? If they wanted to talk to you and someone in Australia, well, they can do it at the same time.
Have they got sort of like a paranormal Concorde?
I think it's a bit more like Beam Me Up Scotty in Star Trek.
Mum, can you get animal ghosts? Only, well, sadly, one of our cats had an accident last year and, well, he's no longer with us. Might I be able to see him sort of wafting about?
Oh, I don't see why not, Dad.
He died a violent death because, well, I sat on him. So he could be one of those poltergeists throwing the vases and alarm clocks.
Oh, he's probably trapped in purgatory if he died under your arse.
Yeah, I might do one of them seances, see if I can contact him.
Yeah, you do that, Dad.
Bye, Mum.
Ta-ra, Dad.
Catford 6699 was written and performed by Annie Aldington and Charles Armstrong. It was produced by Joseph Degnan.